should you get the kids for Christmas? Hmm? Pepsi and Mattel are giving rebates of up to $20 on certain Mattel toys. Jody loves the Golden Dream Barbie doll, and Adam wants Hot Wheels City. And they both want the Children's Discovery System.
Here's to saving this Christmas.
For details, see this Pepsi display at participating stores.
People think I spend a lot on gifts. I don't. I just spend a little in the right place.
At Venture, save 50% plus an extra 10% on 14-karat gold chains and 14-karat gold earrings. Save 50% on 14-karat gold men's and ladies' wedding bands and diamond solitaires at Venture. And these Elgin watches are on sale for only $49.99 through Saturday at Venture.
It's not how much you spend, it's where you spend it. Venture.
Gus, Jack.
What's up, Cinderella?
Surprise.
That's me.
That's you.
That's Gus.
That's us.
When you buy a $5 book of McDonald's gift certificates, you'll get something extra. Either a free Gus or Jack, the two adorable mice from Walt Disney's classic movie Cinderella, now playing in theaters everywhere. They make great gift decorations, fun ornaments, and cuddly play pals. You can get either Gus or Jack with a $5 book of McDonald's gift certificates.
And happy holidays from Jack,
from Gus, and...
All of us at Colony Center would like to thank you for being part of our holiday tradition. For more than 20 years, Colony Center has centered around you and your family. Come, be a part of our holiday shopping tradition. Enjoy the smiles and the spirit of giving at this wonderful time of year. Season's greetings and warmest wishes from your friends.
Find Bob Hope for an American tradition.
I love you.
With season's greetings from Donna Mills, Brooke Shields, Crystal Gayle, and the Osmond Kids.
Don't you love fantasies at Christmas time?
Grab Bob Hope's bag full of Christmas cheer. Then it's a holiday celebration as Ed Begley Jr. and Dennis Weaver join Grammy winner Amy Grant heading home for the holidays. A night of Christmas specials Sunday.
Pizza. Shouldn't it be on your table this Christmas? Instead of that ugly ham. Look at this. Green. Red. That's Christmas. Do you hear sleigh bells? I do. Oh, I dropped a sleigh bell.
Hi, I'm Mrs. America. And I'm truly proud to represent Farberware and their fine American products. Farberware has been an important part of my family for as long as I can remember. My mama swears by it, and now you can too. Because Farberware will give you this darling little skillet for just hardly anything when you buy just a few other little old things. Now, isn't that something?
Watch the incredible new magic from Kodak. Kodamatic trim print instant color film. You lift the image off the back for a super thin print that captures the color just the way you like it. Now, see how trim print stacks up against ordinary instant print. It's so thin, it's the instant print your photo album's been waiting for. So thin, no ordinary instant print stacks up to trim print. And what a great Christmas gift. Only for Kodamatic instant cameras and only from Kodak.
From a wish to the magic of Santa's little helpers, to a smile and a twinkle in their eye that will appear on Christmas Day when they've discovered what you've discovered at Greasetown Mall. Yes, there's enchantment in the air at Greasetown Mall, whether it's a gift for the man in your life or a gift from your heart to make her heart skip a beat, or toys for good little girls and boys. You'll make that Christmas wish come true. So enjoy the Christmas season and the happiness it brings at Greasetown Mall.
That'll be a charge.
We interrupt this purchase for a reminder.
Don't forget, Santa.
Tis the season to be choosy. La, 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 la. So choose the card that actually pays you cash back for every charge. The Discover card.
That's a great idea.
You sure know how to pick them.
It pays to discover the card that pays you back.
Starting Sunday, our holiday insert can save you money at Pathmark. So bring it in and get more coupon value for your holidays. Like a 5-pound bag of U.S. number one Eastern potatoes, free when you purchase any beef, veal, or pork roast, or leg of lamb. Scott paper towels, 2 rolls for just $1. And Coke, Diet Coke, or Sprite, a 2-liter bottle is only 79 cents. At Pathmark, where you get more value for your dollar 24 hours a day.
Holidays, holidays.
During Sears 2-day holiday kickoff, doors open early at 8 a.m. with exciting values and gift ideas throughout the entire store. Something special like this touch-control Kenmore microwave for fast cooking, now only $149.99, or the Hamilton Beach Emmy food processor. Compact, powerful, and versatile. Our lowest price of the year, only $29.99. Hurry, on sale now.
There's more for your life.
Opens at 8 a.m.
at Sears.
Next week on Disney.
There's no business like snow business.
Celebrate Christmas Eve with the Muppets.
Okay.
And all their friends.
Your Fraggles.
I'll say.
It's a Sesame Street gang.
It's a Muppet family Christmas.
Do one more. Oh, I forgot to talk.
Milk-bone dog biscuits, dog treats, and flavor snacks. Merry Christmas, pal.
This is the American Express gift check. It lets anyone you want buy anything they want for the holidays. So wherever they live, most anywhere they shop, they can get whatever they want. The American Express gift check not only has its own card, it comes gift wrapped. And if it's lost or stolen, it's even refundable. The American Express gift check, the perfect gift for the holidays.
It's Red Lobster's new seafood trios.
One, two, three seafood favorites on one dish. Three different tastes, each one delicious.
All right, should we start after this Red Lobster one?
$6.95.
Should we do one
more? Good things come in threes.
Red Lobster presents the
another Red Lobster one.
It's the holiday season.
A medley of hearty platters to go.
Heavenly taste of shrimp and crab claws. It's party time.
Call Red Lobster for party platters to go.
Hey, guess what I'm getting Mom for Christmas?
Oh, another Ferrari.
Better than that. Mm-hmm. The top-rated Magnavox compact disc player. In fact, everyone on my list is getting a Magnavox.
How about Sarah?
Portable CD.
Grandpa.
52-inch TV.
Nancy.
Lightweight camcorder.
Oh, smart, Tom. Very smart.
Yeah. Boy, are they going to be surprised.
Not anymore. You just told everybody they're getting a Magnavox
Radio Shack
for Christmas.
Never had big TVs like that.
But they don't know when.
They don't know
Magnavox.
When.
Magnavox. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. This is a podcast filmed in the village of Carry. I forgot to turn down my... I got to turn that down. Hold on. You're gonna go insane because that's the only camera I have, and it's on like 100%. It's going back and forth. So let me turn that down. Enjoy some more commercials. Give me a second.
But it's needed.
Security for the family. What a great Christmas gift.
Call RCI now. 799-7900. 799-7900.
Tis the season of Christmas, the time when you wish all of Santa's helpers shop Pearson's Luggage and Gifts.
All right. So it's the day after Christmas. We're kind of in that limbo period between Christmas and New Year. And I wanted to... play some video, some Christmas ads, some vintage Christmas ads. We did that for Christmas Day, and it was kind of like nice background stuff. It was more successful. People liked it better on the Santa tracking event on the day before Christmas. And if you join that for that, that actually turned out really well. We talked to Lake in the Hills, 3CK Airport, and O'Hare Airport, and found out where Santa Claus was. And tracked him, and it was a fun time. So thank you for joining us. If you didn't see it, go back and take a look, and see us finding out where Santa Claus was. But welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. This is a podcast filmed in the beautiful village of Carry, Illinois. It is a transition, kind of a transition show from social media. If you're trying to influence change, or if you don't like something happening in your community, or if you do like something happening in your community and you post it on Facebook, like your comments, sometimes it gets buried in the sea of social media. So this show is to bridge the gap between that and give residents a voice and to strengthen the fabric of our community. If you're not from Cary and you like what we're doing, or if you have plans of how to do it better, go to just start your own. You can start it on a cell phone and call it Voices Wherever You Are. It's just really about talking. It's creating dialogue, being consistent, not giving up, knowing the end result is going to be amazing, and good things will happen. Remaining, don't be cynical, be optimistic, but also be, grounded enough so you're not being bamboozled. So it's about being awake, but at the same time being optimistic. You know what I'm saying. I have some. So like I said, we're in that transition period between Christmas. I got rid of my Christmas decorations, so that was not fun. When do you take Christmas decorations down? That's kind of. I usually always thought January 1st. I was handed some dad jokes for. Here are some dad jokes perfect for the day after Christmas. What do Santa's elves say the day after Christmas? Well, that's a wrap. Get it, wrapping paper. Why did the Christmas tree apply for a job? Because it wanted to get a little pine actual support. That one's all right. What did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he saw the sky was gray? It looks like reindeer. That's cute. One more. Oh, that one's not appropriate. I'll do this one. What do you call a broke Santa? Saint Nicholas. And we have, I have some, it's kind of a, you know, like I said, it's a transition period, so there's not a whole lot of news going on. But it's like these ads are just mesmerizing. Like I can.
The Christmas cards of Hallmark.
That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Was it? It seems like in that era of 90s, 80s, pretty much. Every day I start like not even era, like just every day, even yesterday, but every era, like 90s, 80s, 70s, it seems like the further you go back, the harder we tried to, or the harder we fought to get your money. Like the businesses that made those commercials tried really hard to make, I don't know if it's like a nostalgia thing, but it just seems like there was a, like the era of wearing suits on airplanes made a better society to where, and you could see it in the commercials. So there's something there that can be tapped into that I'm going to get into. We did get into it in another show about how like the modern era, like McDonald's going from a fun play place to a boxed gray midlife crisis looking style building. And I don't know if it's like a coordinated, you know, some people will say it's like a coordinated thing to like discourage people from being creative or taking pride and just trying to slowly slip into the mold of being a number. So like, I really don't want to turn over, this, you know, country to my kids or the keys to the, you know, once that transfer of power happens, I really don't want to turn this over to them where it's, gray, mundane, uninspired society to where, Like in the past show, we talked about how, like for instance, locally even here, like this the around the clock sign. There's no way that could get approved today. So ultimately, what that's saying is that if you can't approve the around the clock sign to happen, when the hell, like when is it going to ever get back to the point to where we're feeling inspired and promoting creative thinking, out of the box things? If it's pretty much we're being wedged into this box to where you have to say the same thing, stay in line, and if you don't, you're viewed as weird and outcast. Like, we need more of that, actually, because that creates progress and forward motion, is out of the box thinking. Since I'm like talking about this a lot right now and we got into it, I'll show you this. I'll find it. Like that, this picture right here, like they say like we're so modern right now, but look at train stations, look at town halls, look at libraries, look at schools. That's how we were building them in the past. And now today it's just a box. So are we really advanced? Or are we, you know, pretty much cornering ourselves to where we're slipping away on being creative and promoting inspiration and creativity? Welcome. I around the holidays, I really think about, you know, where it's going, because I have an opportunity. Like, we go shopping, like my wife goes shopping. She brings a whole bunch of stuff back. I go shopping, and then you get all this stuff that you have to wrap, and it's all made in China, 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 Taiwan, China. I have nothing against the Chinese people. It's just that if we're going to give all these presents to them, and really, you have to actively try to find something made in the U.S. If you can only find stuff made overseas, what is that future for them, of the very person you're giving that gift to? What is their future? They're not even making their own damn gifts. It's welfare, SNAP EBT cards, do as you're told, fall in line, all that. We need to start making shit. We need to start making stuff. We need to start becoming inspired again. I didn't change the music to the intro, but it's a little high energy Christmas for the day after Christmas, but we can do it. Welcome to Voices Carry.
Thank you. Metro commuters, your attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott. Voices Carry is a podcast. It's an independent venture in filmed in the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. And it's broadcast live on X, Rumble, and YouTube every weekday. And what we do here is we talk, we have fun, we speak honestly, we speak freely, but we keep positive, we keep things forward-looking. And I can't say it enough. You know, it's how we move the needle forward of our community, of our getting back into the grassroots of knowing your neighbor and talking as a community instead of just. I can't tell you how many times I was as a firefighter. Like I would go to a house on a call, and the person had lived there for 30, 40 years. And then we ask like, hey, do you have a neighbor or something that can come and take care of the dog because we're taking you to the hospital? Do you have a neighbor? And they're like, I don't know any neighbors. We just need to start talking. Cary Grove girls basketball. Actually, we won't get right into that. I can't go right into that after all that. But what we did have was this at the beginning of the show, the train stations, town halls, libraries, schools. It seems like every year that goes by and then I watch those nostalgic commercials, there's something there that needs to be addressed. Like we used to try harder. You know, it's even seen on like wearing suits on airplanes. We used to view it as a courtesy because other people have to see us, and wearing a suit and tie was respectful. I guess it just leads by example. Like, I guess you just have to start doing. People have to start doing it, and we have to stop waiting to be told to do it. Because I hate to say it, but I don't think anybody's coming. You know, nobody's coming to say like, hey, be respectful, be nice. It's kind of like it's a layered problem. And it seems like that there was this, a coordinated effort to slowly, like, take away the will of people. And when it's fully gone, it's going to be very hard to get back. And I still think that there's a wisp of it left. And that's what we need to get after. Northwest Herald... Let's back up one. Yeah, Cary Grove High School girls basketball. Thank you to all involved. A great addition to the gym. They got a new scoreboard, and it looks like a shot clock. And I think they had that screen there. Oh, that's a... yeah, so congratulations. And it says Santa came early. Thank you to the Cary Grove... basketball boosters and Cary High School District 155 for making this project possible. Anything infrastructure wise that increases schools, I think is amazing. So John Smith had a more elaborate model train set that he provided to the Illinois Railway Museum in Union when he downsized. He shared the smaller one in McHenry County where he lives. I made a trip out there with my son to Union, the Illinois Railway Museum, and I can't say enough good things about those folks. A lot of them are volunteers. The whole thing is non-for-profit. I got my family a train set. You can hear the train in the background. That's ironic. And it's all really affordable. Like, if you go to Hobby Lobby, you'll get... Here we go. We're tying it back in. You know, if you go to Hobby Lobby, you have a box of a train set, $250. It'll last you maybe two seasons. And it's straight off the boat from China. Now, I don't have an issue with the people who made that. I don't have an issue with any of those folks at all. I just have an issue with, why is it better to have, like, are we just too stupid to make some, like, I see some simple stuff that I'm like, why can't we make that in the States? Or make it affordable to be made in the States. So if you go to the Illinois Railway Museum, the reason why they're heavier, they're made out of metal, and they're made in the USA. So here I am spending $80 on a train set when it's all said and done. Maybe a little more. Don't tell my wife. No more than $100, I'll tell you that, on trains that were casted, they're out of metal, made with American hands. And like I said, I don't have a problem with the Chinese people who make the stuff. I just want to invest in where my child lives. And I think the Chinese people would want to do the same thing. So me buying that train set did nothing for our economy, because it provided the non-for-profit Illinois Railway Museum money, but that thing was stamped and the train set was made 50 years ago. Why can't we make that and get it on the shelf in Hobby Lobby, or have a retailer that tries for that? Like, it's a problem that needs to be solved. You can tell Christmas is over because I'm fired up. Here Will Ferrell in Stepping, there's a Facebook group called Stepping Into Cinema, or Stepping Into Film is the Facebook. And what this gentleman does is he takes photos and stills from movies and goes to filming locations and puts them up where they were filmed. So it's kind of cool to, because when you see a side-by-side filming location, you kind of see like the general location and whatnot. These are like dialed in. You have to be like pretty much where the camera operator and the actor on-screen talent were standing. So that's kind of... So Elf, if you've never seen the movie Elf, it's Will Ferrell is really good in it. It's a really fun film. There's it kind of celebrates Hanukkah and Christmas. There's nods to both in there, and it's just a fun season film. And then Die Hard. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I wanted to look it up. I wanted your opinion. Comment below. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I think it is. I want to say it is. That building actually exists, that tower, and then they made a smaller model of it for the blowing up scenes. And then, what the heck are these things? I saw a picture of these come by, and I remember eating these, but I have no idea what they're called. If you know what they're called, comment below. Thank you for hearing my Day After Christmas rants. I really just want what you want. It's a more inspiring future. I don't think it's a selfish thing. I think it's a self I really have no, it's not really a selfish thing for me to want a more inspiring future. I think it's a selfless thing for my kids. I want them to not feel like they're a number, which is where we're pretty much going. So, we just have to, be more respectful, more courteous to our brains of what we consume media wise, be respectful of your brain and what you consume media wise. Don't be ignorant, but just, be respectful, to your lion eyes. And, I look forward to the new year. We're going to have a show tomorrow. And then, I look forward to the new year. It's going to, we're going to have a call-in line. I think we'll do, before the name Voices Carry, I forgot I had a name for the show. Oh, it's Call-In Carry. Carry Call-In something. We're going to get a phone dialed in, to the audio here. And, I'll probably regret doing this, but we'll do a live phone calls. What's the worst that could happen? it's really, you know, a fun way to do it. You might hear a few swear words, but I can hit the dump button pretty quickly. We can get out of there. But that should be fun. And, we'll get some interviewer, we'll do some interviews and it's, some sit downs with, you know, hearing, local business owner stories and, it'll be fun for a new year and, greener grass is, I can see it in the distance and it's right under your feet. We're just gonna, water it and it'll be, green here. It already is green here, but I feel like if left untended, it has the possibility of not, we're at a point to where if it just needs a little bit of TLC to where we need to address it. Otherwise you'll have like a runaway of, I just see that we need to water the grass a little bit. That's what I'm trying to do. And I appreciate all of your help with it, with the feedback, the emails. Like when I get an email or a comment and it says, "Hey man, thanks for focusing on Carry." I'm like, "Well, I wouldn't have it any other way." Like that's wind in my sails to keep going. So, once again, we're live every weekday on X, Rumble, and YouTube, and then we post on the Facebook, and then we go to audio only for those of you that don't like to look at my face for radio. And I love every minute of it. And Merry Christmas to you and to your entire family. And I know the day after Christmas kind of, let's pop back in. This is playing on the loop. Hold on.
$39.99.
They're slicing.
Doors open till 10 p.m. during
pepperoni.
Macy's and Bamberger's
Macy's
holiday sale. Thursday through Saturday.
We'll do one more.
She's a Christmas miracle, an infant baby deserted.
Oh,
in
that's unfortunate.
On Christmas.
Remember the Unsolved Mysteries?
An
I think that's what that
mystery
was.
Then on night court, Bull takes a sleepwalk. Is he dreaming of a white Christmas?
This isn't a dream.
And my two dads sees the ghost of Christmas future.
Nicole, it's Christmas Eve.
We'll do one more. Let's look at the weather real quick. Little sprinkle that came through. Looks like that's moving out.
Magical Yuletide celebration. Kenny and Dolly, a Christmas to remember.
Dolly.
It's Christmas, so little time, and so many friends and relatives. Have you checked out the Christmas sale at Best?
The Black & Decker Steam & Spray Automatic Shutoff Iron features a
self-cleaning
nice system
that looks like
and
a cruise ship.
Shutoff for added safety. Sale priced at $34.99.
See, we were even making irons look like fun stuff. That was an iron that looked like a cruise ship.
Iron with audible tone is only $39.92 at best.
$40 for an iron.
Isn't from Santa shops at best?
What can we leave for Santa?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's great.
We sprinkle cinnamon and sugar for a homemade taste.
Part of this complete breakfast.
Happy holidays from Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Santa Bear Express.
All right. It's just like you can just watch it, like, and just it pulls you in. It sucks you in. We'll see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas. And I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, Friday. And we'll have a fun show to kick off the weekend and the new year. So we'll see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T minus 10 seconds.
In counting. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you. Phillips, we don't like being blown up, Sid, or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Play nice.